This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Somalia today, there has been heavy bloodshed in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 76 and as many as 90 or more people were killed when a huge vehicle bomb exploded at a busy intersection during morning rush hour. Scores were wounded. Witnesses say the blast occurred at a security checkpoint near an office where Somali drivers pay their road taxes. Among the dead, a number of students. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the al-Qaeda-linked terror group al-Shabaab has carried out similar attacks in the past. United Nations experts say al-Shabaab is capable of making its own explosives, which have become its weapons of choice. A Taliban force has assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gun attack happened in Helmand province, where most districts are Taliban-controlled. An insurgent spokesman claimed its fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The Taliban this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces in different provinces, inflicting dozens of casualties and overrunning territory. An attack in Kunduz province Monday killed a U.S. Special Forces member. AP's Ben Thomas reports on the death with details just released by the Pentagon.
A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says Sergeant First Class Michael Goble was with his unit when its members discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons in Kunduz province Monday. Goble was killed and an Afghan service member wounded by an explosion as they were clearing out the cache. The Taliban had claimed it targeted the group with a roadside bomb.
The intensified insurgent actions come despite an on-again, off-again peace process aimed at ending the 18-year-old war. Russia's defense ministry says it's deployed its first intercontinental hypersonic nuclear-capable missiles. President Putin has boasted the weapon, which can travel 27 times the speed of sound, puts Moscow in a weapons class of its own. From Washington, this is VOA News. The wreckage of a tour helicopter has been found off the coast of Kauai in the U.S. state of Hawaii. A fire department battalion chief says remains have also been discovered.
The passenger manifest confirms seven individuals were on board the aircraft, and we have recovered six sets of remains. There are no indications of survivors.
The Coast Guard says steep terrain, low visibility, and choppy seas and rain had complicated the search operation. Kauai is Hawaii's fourth largest island, known for its sharp mountain peaks, jagged cliffs, and tropical rainforests. A Turkish court has convicted and sentenced to prison seven journalists following charges they supported a U.S.-based cleric that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accuses of masterminding a failed 2016 coup. The prison terms range from 2 to 3.5 years. The cleric, Fethullah Gulen, denies involvement in the coup attempt. He lives in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. More than a week after the U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Donald Trump on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, the Senate remains deadlocked over how to proceed with a trial. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants it to start as soon as lawmakers are back in session in early January. Democrats are demanding an agreement in advance to subpoena witnesses and documents. Calling impeachment a political process, McConnell suggests he will proceed in lockstep with White House thinking. Meanwhile, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has yet to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, saying she wants to make sure there is a fair trial. As the end of 2019 approaches, many Americans are taking time to remember some of the prominent people lost during the year. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
People like Congressman Elijah Cummings, who championed for the poor and for immigrants.
What country is that? This is the United States of America.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens was the leader of its liberal wing and a proponent of abortion rights and consumer protections.
At the very least, I know that learning on the bench has been one of the most important and rewarding aspects of my own experience.
Lee Iacocca became a folk hero, rescuing one of Detroit's big three.
You know, when I first took this crazy job, they were ready to bury Chrysler. Last year, you made us the fastest-growing car and truck company in America.
And the leader of the Islamic State group was killed.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN General Assembly has approved a resolution condemning human rights abuses of Rohingya and other minorities in Myanmar. The vote was 134-9, with 28 abstentions. More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.